Well, the Turkish government have today announced they will not be letting Turkish citizens attend the Gallipoli Anzac Day dawn service. Relations between Turkish President Erdogan and Australia have already been strained by his anti-Anzac comments following the Christchurch massacre. Henry Wilson asked Middle Eastern political commentator Dr. John Bruni why Turkey has come up with this ban.
Well, look, I think that this is a risk mitigation strategy on behalf of the Turkish government, because it was, after all, the Turkish government that has put the dawn service at Anzac Day at risk, because President Erdogan made some very unfortunate comments following on from the Christchurch massacre. And I think that the Turkish government now is trying to backpedal and make the dawn service in Gallipoli as safe as it possibly can. And the only way that you can really guarantee safety now is to ensure that there are no Turkish nationals who may have sympathies to various jihadi causes and who may have seen Erdogan's comments as a call to arms against Westerners.
How do you think Australian Anzacs will feel about this?
I think there'll be some mixed feelings. I think that there will be certainly a degree of people who will say that Erdogan certainly kicked an own goal. But generally speaking, I would imagine that most of the people going would be thankful that Turkish authorities have taken the step, because anything that makes visitors to Turkey during Anzac Day safer is a good thing.
Is it likely to lead to tension at the Gallipoli site?
I don't believe it will. I think that there is enough public goodwill between sort of the Australian New Zealand people and the Turkish people to overcome whatever our various governments say to each other. I think that that's one good thing that's going for all of us collectively. Now, whether or not this particular circumstance actually does anything to help solidify relationships at a public level, or whether it engenders a sense of panic, is anyone's guess. You know, we're living in very difficult times at the moment. The threat of terrorism has reared its ugly head yet again in Sri Lanka recently. And so I think that people are generally on edge. And I think that now is a time at the political level for cooler heads to prevail in terms of their relations, in order for everyone to feel more safe and more secure moving forward.
Are you concerned for what it's doing to the relationships between Turkey and Australia and the whole Anzac ceremony?
Not really. Look, I, as I said, I think that what is happening at the moment is that you have relatively good relations between the peoples, maybe not now necessarily between the governments of Turkey, New Zealand, and Australia. And I think that that will win out in the end. I mean, unless on the unlikely event that some jihadist manages to slip through their cordon sanitaire around Gallipoli and does something awful, I think that we should be relatively safe and secure that that's not going to happen. And so, therefore, longer term, I don't see that there's going to be more diplomatic damage done between the three countries.
Middle Eastern expert Dr. John Bruni talking to The Wire's Henry Wilson.